Says the Fan Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7. The Fan and Jim Colony caught up with Dustin Jeffrey back in action and being a contributor. So let's take a listen to that.
How much did it mean to you when you get that vote of confidence and Ray kind of came out of nowhere and just said, well, yeah, Dustin's coming back up and he's going to be here for the rest of the season? Did that do a lot for you?
I think, honestly, anytime you hear something like that from a guy that makes all the decisions, it helps your confidence. That, you know, maybe you breathe a little bit easier for, you know, a couple of days. But I think if you look at the guys that are, you know, skating in full gear, guys that are coming back, you know, lineup, something still might happen here. So I think, you know, for me, I still got to play with that desperate, you know, I could go down at any time mentality and, you know, just try to keep playing my game and, you know, keep contributing and hopefully makes a tough decision on them when everybody gets healthy.
Two goal games never hurt, right?
Yeah, that usually helps the cause a little bit.
What was the, for you, I mean, just psychologically and everything else, is that like the next, that's even a bigger boost for you, isn't it, to try to continue to play with that kind of desperation and so forth?
Yeah, I think it was, you know, I didn't think I played my best game in Jersey. So, you know, coming into that Boston game, I thought that, you know, I really needed to pick up my game. And, to help my line out, I had to play better. And I think, you know, as a line that game, I thought we played really well. I thought we had a lot of time in the offensive zone and we created a lot of chances. And I think, that was a big part of it.
Speaking of lines, do you guys even talk about, you know, because when Chris comes back eventually, there'll be an effect, you know, there's a ripple effect every time. You've been through that at every level that you probably played. Do you guys even talk about that as players, or do you just kind of go about your business and then just see whatever the coaches tell you to do?
I think you just kind of worry about what the coaches say. Obviously, Chris is getting back in lineup soon, and he's a huge part of our piece of our puzzle here. And, you know, he'll be in the lineup whenever he's ready. So I think you just got to wait and see what the coaches say and where they put him. You know, we don't really make those decisions. So we just line up wherever they tell us.
Okay, well, no one listens to me yet. At the same time, somehow he didn't listen to me, but he ended up doing what I thought was a good idea with Letestu and Neil and Kovalev and then Cook, Stahl, Kennedy, which a lot of people like that line. Now, my next plan is to have you between Kunitz and Dupuis. How does that sound to you?
That sounds good to me. I thought our line was working really well with Tabo and Dupuis, and, you know, whenever the coach comes back, we'll just have to see where he lines them up.
There's a lot of guys, like you mentioned, Max, that guys can do different things. And I don't know how often you've been asked to go over to a wing one way or another and play different roles. But is that one of the things that's helped you guys kind of get through all this? Is that the versatility that a lot of you guys have?
Yeah, I think it's huge. I think when you have a bunch, when you have six or seven players that can either play center or wing, it really, you know, gives the coaches a lot of options. Max plays wing a lot. You know, Craig Adams has played wing a lot. I myself has played wing. I think it's just big for our team all around.
Are you like in any either side? Do you prefer one wing or another? Does it really matter?
No, not really. It was something I had to get used to last year when I played wing all last year in Wilkes-Barre. So it was something. It was a learning curve for sure. I think it's really different. But I think after you play it for a certain amount of time, you kind of get the hang of how to do it.